Are you an example of good leadership? The Apostle Paul said, "Be ye imitators of me, even as I also am of Christ," 1 Corinthians 11:1. And of the brethren in Thessalonica, the Apostle Paul said, "And ye became imitators of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Spirit, so that ye became an example to all that believe in Macedonia and in Achaia." 1 Thessalonians 1, 6-7. Never underestimate your influence, good or bad. During the divided kingdoms of Israel, Israel to the north and Judah to the south, there was a king named Jehoshaphat. Though Jehoshaphat was a good king, yet his zeal for unity among the nations was somewhat lacking. Jehoshaphat had joined affinity with Ahab, who was the king of Israel, that is, married his son Jehoram to Adaliah, the daughter of Ahab by Jezebel. After a number of years, Ahab died, and Jehoram, his son, reigned in his stead, 2 Kings 3:1. In like manner, Jehoshaphat died, and Jehoram, his son, reigned in his stead. And in the 12th year of Joram, the son of Ahab, Ahaziah, the son of Jehoram, king of Judah, began to reign. As time passed, Jehu, the son of Nimshi, slew Joram, the king of Israel, and all of Ahab's sons, as well as Ahaziah, the king of Judah. Now when Adaliah, the mother of Ahaziah, saw that her son was dead, she arose and destroyed all the seed royal. But Jehosheba, the daughter of King Joram, sister of Ahaziah, took Joash, the son of Ahaziah, and stole him away from among the king's sons that were slain. And they hid him from Adaliah so that he was not slain. And he was with her, hid in the house of Jehovah 6 years. And Adaliah reigned over the land. 2 Kings 11, 1-3. Jehosheba was married to Jehoiada, the priest. Jehoiada and Jehosheba kept Joash safe. Then, in the 7th year, Jehoiada strengthened himself and made ready to bring Joash to the throne, which he did, following which Adaliah was put to death. And Jehoiada made a covenant between himself and all the people and the king that they should be Jehovah's people. 2 Chronicles 23 and verse 16. Thus, Joash was 7 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 40 years in Jerusalem. And Joash did that which was right in the eyes of Jehovah all the days of Jehoiada the priest. 2 Chronicles 24 and verse 1. Now, concerning influence, for 47 years Jehoiada had protected and instructed Joash. But Jehoiada waxed old and was full of days, and he died. 130 years old was he when he died. And they buried him in the city of David among the kings, because he had done good in Israel, and toward God and his house. Now after the death of Jehoiada came the princes of Judah, and made obeisance to the king. Then the king hearkened unto them, and they forsook the house of Jehovah, the God of their fathers, and served the Asherim and the idols. And wrath came upon Judah and Jerusalem for this their guiltiness. Yet he sent prophets to them to bring them again unto Jehovah, and they testified against them, but they would not give ear. And the Spirit of God came upon Zechariah, the son of Jehoiada, the priest. And he stood above the people and said unto them, "Thus saith God, why transgress ye the commandments of Jehovah, so that ye cannot prosper? Because ye have forsaken Jehovah, he has also forsaken you." And they conspired against him and stoned him with stones at the commandment of the king in the court of the house of Jehovah. Thus Joash the king remembered not the kindness which Jehoiada his father had done to him, but slew his son. And when he died, he said, "Jehovah look upon it and require it." 2 Chronicles 24, 15 through 22. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words recorded in the Judges, saying, "And there arose another generation after them that knew not Jehovah, nor yet the work which he had wrought for Israel. And the children of Israel did that which was evil in the sight of Jehovah, and served the Baalim. And they forsook Jehovah, the God of their fathers, who brought them out of the land of Egypt, and followed other gods, of the gods of the people that were round about them, and bowed themselves down unto them, and they provoked Jehovah to anger." Judges 2:10 through 12. Take note of who's causing you to turn away from the commandments of Jehovah.